Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Boy, talk about a beautiful day outside, and what a difference a day makes. 62 degrees clear, and highs today of only 71, but wait, it gets cooler yet. Overnight lows, lower 40s, upper 50s, north and south shores of the lake, and maybe a little bit even cooler than that, highs of 64 tomorrow. But wait, even cooler than that, highs of only 63 on Friday, then 66 on Saturday. And then we get back to the 70s, and it seems like I saw Cherise Gibson on TV last night saying it was kind of, she was losing hope, and I'm right there with her because it gets cool, and you think, okay, here we go, but then we're back to the 70s and summertime returns. So hang in there, Cherise, I'm with you. David Schultz joins us now, professor of political science at Hamline University, talk about the latest on the Trump transition team. How you doing, David?
I'm doing well, and the reason why it's getting cool for you, we're 34 in snow today.
Really?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Send it down.
Well, I will do our best.
But hey, let's talk about the, and I've been running this, you know, we talked to, full disclosure, we talked to other political scientists. I don't want you to think we're cheating on you behind your back or anything, all right? We agreed to see other people, right? I'm sure you talked to other radio hosts, right?
Yep, you should get a lot of perspectives. Lots of perspective is good in life.
Just so you know, we're not cheating. No, but seriously.
Yep.
I was wondering with the Matt Gaetz thing, I have a feeling that maybe they're trying to put out a litmus test right now with the Senate to say, okay, let's see who really is with us, who's willing to go to bat for us and who isn't with this Gaetz thing. Thoughts?
I think so. When I look at these first round of appointments or nominations, I'm thinking, what's that old Greek story about the Trojan horse or something like that, or whatever like that? You send out some things, you know, and maybe you're serious, maybe you're not, but you're kind of, you know.
Like a trial balloon, kind of like?
Maybe that's the better expression, trial balloon at that point. And maybe you put out some people like that, knowing that they're going to get rejected, but then you have somebody else you nominate who now they can't say, we can't reject the second round of people who's already rejected the first round. And so that's what I'm sort of thinking also, too, is that these are the trial balloons, or these are kind of like the, like the fake nominees, you know, that way that when the real ones come up, there's still, you know, 99%ers for Trump, but it'll be hard for the Senate to reject them.
Or like asking $80,000 for a car that's worth $20,000, and a guy says, I'm not going to give you $80,000. He says, okay, give me $40,000. All right, but you're still getting $40,000 for a $20,000 car, right? It's like a bargaining thing there is what we're saying, kind of?
Yeah, and also maybe it's the other expression, bait and switch. Maybe bait and switch.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm not quite finding the words I want there, but I just look at people like Dr. Oz, who's also been nominated like that, and I have to think to myself, you know, these can't be serious nominations when you think about it, because these are people with no government experience, barely any expertise in certain areas, and they're being appointed. Something else has got to be up.
So some people are listening right now, and I had to restart the computer so I can't see the text screen, but I'm sure people are texting in saying anti-Trump, liberal this, blah, 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 because some people, they are such Trump loyalists that they think, with all due respect, that he's kind of like infallible, like sometimes a pope is on certain things. I don't know how that works, but not, I don't think every human being is perfect. And to be fair as to what you're saying, President Trump himself may realize these people have no chance of, you can't say that President Trump is a shrewd negotiator and then say that maybe Nat Gaetz is not a negotiating ploy, right?
Correct. Yeah. I'm also going to throw something else here, is that I think about his first term as president, is that he had a trifecta also. You know, he had the Senate, he had the House for the first 2 years. And after about the first, I'm going to say 6 months, I mean, he really was not anywhere near as an effective president as he could have been had he staffed it with really good people and had Trump himself stayed focused. And I look at it and I say right now is that Trump has an opportunity to have learned from his first administration. And if he puts into place a really well-qualified people, people who've got the background and skills, he can move the bureaucracy, he can move the government and do an incredible amount of effective things. Whether you agree with him or not is a different story entirely. And so for those people, you know, who are, you know, as I say to it, who are the real strong Trumpers out there, you should want the best possible cabinet possible. And for people who don't like Trump, you should also want the best possible cabinet possible, because at the end of the day, don't we want an effective government that can get something done?
You know, sometimes I say you're reading ahead, but in this case, David, I think I'm catching up to you, which is I had thoughts about that very thing, about how a second President Trump presidency could look and what changes could he make to be it knee-jerk reactions with staff or learning more about the legislative process. Because let's face it, if you don't learn something after being in a job 4 years, you would have to presume that either you knew it all going in or you're just not open to learn anything. And I don't think anybody could know it all going in. So with that being said, what, in addition to what you just said, what else could he do differently from his first administration to take advantage of the Republican House and the Republican Senate and a Republican Supreme Court, let's face it, for the most part, that and make for people that think that he was awarded this huge mandate and don't realize that 71 million people did vote for Kamala Harris and they have a say in how the country's run, too. But for people that think that he's got this mandate, how can he best capitalize on that?
He did a remarkable job of bringing working class over to the Republican Party at this point. I think he's got 2 years, him and the Republican Party. If they can now work together, that's the first thing. Trump can't keep like beating up on the House and the Senate. They have their own constitutional duties. But if they work together on an agenda, and I said this last night in a talk, if they can come up with three or four things that they can show working class America that they've done for them, things that are tangible in the next couple of years, Republicans have basically rewritten, let's say, party loyalty for a generation. So that's what I would be telling him. Figure out how to work with the leadership in the House and the Senate. Figure out how, now that you've got the attention of working class America, do three or four things for them right off the bat that make them want to stay loyal to you for a long time. And that also includes working, or I was going to say college-educated women, middle class, came over and also voted for Trump at this point. You're only as strong as what the proverbial weakest link in your chain is at this point. Do something to shore up your base, shore up that weakest link. That's what I would tell him.
Somebody texted in a Trump loyalist and says, you don't have to have experience to serve in government. Well, no, but it can't help if you're going to head a cabinet position, if you're going to head. And you know what, David, let me take a break. We'll talk about that, about how, you know, you can talk about people that are inside the Beltway and people that are the same old people over and over and over again. Or you can also talk about, well, you are in charge of a pretty big department here, and it would help if you had some management experience. This isn't a Dunkin' Donuts or a Starbucks that we're asking you to, or a Smoothie King that we're asking you to come in and manage here. It is a pretty big thing, and there would be some administrative skills involved. So we'll talk about that when we come back as well. David Schultz, our guest, professor of political science, professor of law at Hamline University, 620 Traffic.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fake now, WWL. All right, 625, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Talking to our friend David Schultz, professor of political science at Hamline University, about a second Trump administration. Let me read a couple of texts here, David. Somebody says, founding fathers were just regular guys. These career politicians are the problem. Somebody else says that bureaucratic leadership is not necessary when you're trying to eliminate that. And you can comment on that if you want. I think, first of all, to compare what's going on with the government back in the Founding Fathers' day to the government as we have it today is not an apples-to-apples comparison. And I think in terms of not having any bureaucratic leadership, I think you got to kind of know the beast you're dealing with. But give me your thoughts on that.
Well, first of all, going back to the framers, I mean, they were exceptional people in many ways. I mean, they were leaders. They were, you know, skilled people, like in banking and a whole bunch of different things. And so, you know, not to put them on a pedestal, but they had pretty good skills. But you're right. Our government was very different than it is now. We've got, you know, 3 million people working in the bureaucracy at this point. And yeah, we can have a great debate whether we need all those people and what the government does. But at the end of the day, in the same way that, you know, right before you went on break, you made a comment maybe about Starbucks or maybe McDonald's or something, to be a manager there, you still have to have skills. You just can't sort of grab somebody off the street and say, here, go run McDonald's.
And I didn't mean
like
to put anybody down doing
it. Sure. Yeah. I know you didn't. Yeah. Yeah. But the point being is that even at lower levels, for many people out there who may be running their own plumbing company or something like that, it takes a variety of skills to do things. And so for Trump, you know, he's got to make a decision, which is, I think, was the problem in the first term, is that do you want to run an effective government and move your agenda, or you want to just bring the government down? And I still think he hasn't figured out which of the two that he wants to do, because on the one hand, he wants to accomplish things. Like, if he truly wants to support all the individuals he wants to deport, that's going to take an incredible amount of bureaucratic machinery and organization to be able to pull off something like that. And if you dismantle the bureaucracy, you're not going to be able to accomplish anything. So there's this basic contradiction that still runs through Trump. Do you want to get something done, or you want to just smash everything, which means you won't be an effective president? A lot of his supporters are caught between it, because I think most of the supporters out there would want to say, well, I still want my Social Security check. I still want my Medicare when I retire, et cetera, et cetera. And if you do, you want to have a government that is still efficient and still capable of delivering the goods. A
couple of texts come in, and I'll jam them all together here. Basically, they're saying Matt Gaetz, blah, 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 Dr. Oz, wah, 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 Charlie Brown's teacher. What about no tips, no tax on tips and no tax on overtime? Because those were some of the things that were promised. This goes to what you were saying, David, about the president actually taking advantage of his Republican majority in the House and Senate and actually getting something done. But if you're going to do that, you're going to have something that's revenue neutral, or you're going to add a lot to the deficit. Are you not in debt?
You are. And remember, he's also talking about wanting to make permanent the tax cuts that he did in his first term that are going to expire now. And that's worth trillions of dollars. So if you're going to be revenue neutral, one has to ask, okay, so if you now do that, you eliminate taxes on Social Security, taxes on tips. I mean, we have already a hemorrhaging budget shortfall and national debt. We need to come up with some other way of doing this. Are you proposing now different tax? If so, on whom? How much government are you planning on cutting? I mean, these are the types of choices you have to make, and that's where it requires competence. It requires, even if you don't need the skills to be understand the bureaucracy at the presidential level, you have to put in place the people at the senior levels and in the administrative levels to do what you want them to get the job done.
I don't care if it's Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, Bill Clinton, George Bush, pick one. So long as you don't care about debt and deficit and you're willing to continue to give and give and give and kick that can down the road, you can be a very popular president, can't you?
People love the idea of getting a free lunch And at some point, I talk to my students, they're looking at older generations saying, you're dumping all the garbage on us and we're going to have to deal with it. At some point, do we not have an obligation to the next generation to say we're not going to leave them with all the problems and that we're going to try to do something to help clean up the mess?
It's like, I don't care if it's a Republican or a Democrat, you go in shopping with them and they're putting it all on a credit card, but you don't realize that you're going to have to at one point pay for that credit card. Thank you, David. A pleasure as always. We'll talk to you again soon. We'll come back. We'll talk to Fred Lopez about vaccines and myths versus realities. Right now, time for WWL First News.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.